businesses and environmental groups haven't always agreed on how to protect the environment, but that's changed, says David Caldwell. He's vice president of the Rhode Island Builders Association. Caldwell says weak enforcement of rules and regulations hurts the state's natural resources and law-abiding businesses.
Unfortunately, the urgent problems caused by people not doing the right thing can consume a great deal of resources.
Caldwell joined Save the Bay director Jonathan Stone at a press conference where Stone pointed to high-profile cases as evidence of weak enforcement.
The three that we specifically mentioned were the Rhode Island recycled metals case in the Providence waterfront, the Copar quarry operation in Westerly, and the Rhode Island Department of Transportation.
Stone says the governor inherited agencies whose budgets have dwindled over the past 10 years, but he says replenishing those resources is one way the governor could draw new businesses and create more jobs, as she aspires to do. Former DEM director Louise Durfee agrees with Stone. She says it's not fair to hold some businesses accountable and others not.
That kind of inaction can breed a great deal of cynicism about the enforcement area. So it's just very, very important that they have the resources to do the job.
The governor wasn't immediately available for comment. Ambar Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.